Russian troops. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In his nightly video address, Ukraine's President Zelensky advising Russian troops against fighting in Ukraine and accused Russian commanders of lying to the troops, who lack motivation as well as combat experience. Meanwhile, in the U.S., hundreds of people attending a Stop Kidnapping Ukrainians rally at Times Square in New York City Saturday. The United Nations saying Russian missiles and airstrikes killing over 2,700 Ukrainian civilians. Oscar-winning actress and United Nations humanitarian Angelina Jolie making a surprise visit to the western city of Lviv, Ukraine, Saturday. Jolie speaking with displaced Ukrainians, including children injured by Russian attacks. Tornadoes ripping through Kansas Friday night, destroying or damaging hundreds of homes and buildings and blocking major roads. No reports of fatalities or major injuries from the twister itself. However, three University of Oklahoma students were killed in a crash while driving back from storm chasing in Kansas.
This perfectly formed tornado absolutely ripped through this community, consuming like a vacuum cleaner, massive commercial buildings, homes, and cars. Meanwhile, there is just a flurry of activity here as line crews continue to try to restore power. Lots of utility crews on the scene here because you can still smell natural gas. They're trying to shut down a lot of the water pipelines, a lot of this crucial work that has to happen in these first few hours.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Wichita, Kansas. A country music legend is dead. Naomi Judd, one half of the Grammy-winning duo The Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters, Winona and Ashley Judd, announcing Saturday that they lost their mother to the disease of mental illness. The Judds were scheduled to be inducted into the Country Hall of Fame Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Abortion providers in Connecticut receiving support from the state Senate.
The state Senate approved the bill late last night. It protects medical providers from legal action over out-of-state abortion laws and patients who go to Connecticut to terminate a pregnancy. The bill cleared the state house earlier this month, and Governor Ned Lamont has said he'll sign it. Under the bill, state agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations of abortion providers and stop out-of-state patients' medical records from being disclosed. Supporters have expressed concern about new abortion laws in several conservative states and the possibility the Supreme Court may overturn or weaken Roe v. Wade, which established a nationwide right to abortion. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
With the midterm elections approaching, Democrats worry about the departure of Hispanic voters.
The once reliable segment of the electorate now may be waning in its support of Democrats. A recent Quinnipiac poll finds President Biden's approval among Hispanic voters sits at just 26%. The National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, or NALEO, projects at least 11.6 million Latinos will cast ballots in 2022, a 71.4% increase from 2014. In 2020, nearly half of Hispanic voters in Florida chose former President Trump, a significant increase over 2016 that former Latino Democrats attribute the party's push to the left. In Denver, Alicia Acuna, Fox News.
The United Methodist Church preparing for a huge split.
A breakaway Methodist denomination, the Global Methodist Church, will officially exist as of Sunday. Leaders of that new branch saying they're upset with liberal Methodists defying longtime bans on same-sex marriage and openly gay clergy members. The Methodist Church's Council of Bishops ending a five-day meeting Friday, admitting to that inevitable breakup. Bishop Thomas Bickerton, the council's new president, saying the Methodist Church is not interested in continuing, quote, sexism, racism, homophobia, irrelevance, and decline. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.